See, this tournament is such that we've seen a lot of ups and downs. We knew that we still haven't played our best cricket. So for us, I think it was a good toss to lose, I would say. Probably the wicket was, we would have probably batted first as well. But I think our bowlers were very disciplined today, and to restrict them for 150 odd runs, we knew that on this wicket, if a couple of our batsmen bat well, we'll be able to get there. But in the end, after 60 odd for five wickets, we were Rohit and Sompal batted, so it shows a lot of character. So very happy for these young boys.
Traditionally, the team that bats first on this wicket usually gets to win. You are under pressure today. What was the strategy that helped you restrict them to 150 odd?
I think we just disciplined bowling. We just stuck to our areas. Our medium pieces gave us that foundation early ahead, and then afterwards the spinners just kept taking wickets regularly. And batting wise, yes, we had a decent start with 40 odd for no wicket, but then in the end we had some kind of a mini collapse, but still Rohit and Sompal held their composure and managed to get us through.
Obviously, Super 6 and World Cup qualification is out of reach, but what does this mean for the people of Nepal, just getting here and getting the results that you got?
We want to stay up as higher as possible, so we'll have one more go for the 7th and 8th playoffs, and if we can repeat the kind of performance just like we did today and maybe improve on this, I'm sure we'll be able to get that win that we need to go into the 7th and 8th playoff match.
With some of the performances that you guys had in this tournament, some brilliant performances, if I must say, can you say you guys are now ready as Nepal to challenge some bigger sides and get to play a lot more tougher sides?
I think it's all about opportunities. If we are presented with matches against good teams, I'm sure we have the potential to do well. It's just about getting used to the conditions and getting used to this level. And for us, like I said, having played the 2020 World Cup in 2014, we have always backed ourselves to do well. In the 50-over format, yes, we haven't done as well as we could have. But having played Division 2 in Namibia like a couple of weeks ago and coming through there, and right now we're competing against some of the best teams at associate and test level. So it's just a matter of opportunity, and if given that opportunity, I think we have the talent and the resources to challenge some of the bigger teams as well.